For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we both got over to Alleyway Theater to see Scotch and Madness, brand new play by Tatiana Gelfand and Paul Jensen. And in this play, it is Fred working a crisis hotline on Christmas, and the callers call in as he's drinking the scotch he'd intended to be a gift for his uncle. And at a certain point, reality just seems to slide away as he is drifting into the calls, and they start to seem a lot like his personal life, and they become more and more bizarre.
A whole lot like his personal
life.
But it's never quite clear. It's not obvious that it is, but it could be.
It could be. There are times when it's very clear, as when Nurse Latex appears.
Nick Lama.
She is probably not from his real life, but as he's talking to the other people in group, where they're not, no crosstalk, they're not allowed to actually interact with each other. But you wonder, are these speeches from his real life? Or are these him projecting what he wants to or expects to hear from his family? We don't know. And then we also know that he had spent some time in Japan where he was very ill, and you begin to wonder, is this the delirium of that illness? Where is he? Did he ever leave Japan? And that is the workings of this rather sophisticated play, Scotch and Madness, over at the Alleyway Theater, with a stellar performance by Timothy Garrig, a real heavy lift, a marathon of a role as Fred.
Now, unfortunately, classical music concerts got in the way, and I wasn't able to get over to the end, Amen, four plays by four local playwrights, brand new, and what, I've only got until March 8th to do it.
Well, as you know, I cleared my schedule to get over there, giving a priority to four local playwrights. It's plays by Mark Lloyd, Bella Poynton, Jay Snodgrass, Winifred Storms, and I really wanted to see them, but the Mary Loftus Memorial kind of overlapped, and so I didn't get there either, so I have to get that on my schedule for future, but that is four short plays by local writers. It's in the cabaret space over at the Alleyway Theater. And speaking of memorials, that I
yes.
thought that we should mention the passing of one of Canada's great actresses, Mary Haney, who is best known for her 30 seasons at the Shaw Festival.
Over 60 productions. Everyone talks about her St. Joan.
Her St. Joan, Juno. She played Juno in The Paycock. I remember in Berkeley Square. So many times. I remember interviewing her once, and I was quite startled by how emotionally exposed she was willing to be. As, you know, this great actress, but suddenly she's meeting me for the first time and just spilling this emotional baggage of her life, and I'm like, my goodness, you know, hold back a little. But I think that it was just very available to her, and she deployed it on the stage, and she deployed it in a casual interview, but truly a great actress. And the reminiscences of hers have started to pour out from colleagues and audiences who adored her uniformly.
But speaking of things Shaw, as they say, the play must go on. And speaking of that, the bus ride. You're heading up to the Shaw Festival.
I am heading up to the Shaw Festival, where we will engage with a group of fortunate WBFO WNED members. And two of my favorite activities.
Bus rides?
Three of my favorite activities.
Okay. Do tell.
The musical Gypsy, seeing a marvelous American musical, and going to the Prince of Wales Hotel, where we're going to have lunch, and I certainly will have a gin and tonic.
You're not reviewing then, I assume.
Oh, damn right I'm reviewing. Are you kidding? We come out ahead to begin with because it's Gypsy with that glorious score by Julie Stein with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and Arthur Lawrence. Fabulous book.
And for folks who are interested, what should they do?
Well, they can go to the website where they'll get the information. It's being handled by Horizon Club Tours, and their number is, should I give the number?
Sure.
716-630-3731. And we get on the bus at 9:30 and we're home by 5. And we better be, because it's June the 14th and the Artie Awards are the very next day.
You're going to be exhausted, young man.
Exhausted. I'll sleep on the bus.
Well, real quick before we end, a couple of shows are closing this weekend. One is Glorious. It's a remount with Mary-Kate O'Connell over at her new space, 3200 Elmwood Avenue. And I gather you've enjoyed this many times in the past.
Yes, yeah, so because she first did it at the Cavanocchi Theater. Javier Bustillo's directing her.
Artie Award-winning performance.
She did win, yes, and then she has done it twice since, this being the third time. She plays Florence Foster Jenkins, the worst singer in the world, and the events leading up to her sold-out Carnegie Hall concert.
You know, last time we talked about it, I forgot to mention Smyrna Mercedes as the Hispanic maid who gets fabulous laughs with just a look. Doesn't have to say a line, just looks. Unfortunately, I don't speak Spanish because she had lines, but I don't know what they were.
She says entirely inappropriate things, mostly about Cosbe. She gets his number quickly. Glorious up at O'Connell and Company.
And What I Thought I Knew is closing also this weekend over at the Jewish Repertory Theater. One woman show.
Remarkable performance by Josie DiVincenzo. Yes. Four for Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.